With SRN News, I'm John Scott. President Trump is ordering the end of collective bargaining with most federal labor unions. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
Citing a 1978 law, the president said he has the authority to end collective bargaining with federal unions and agencies because of their role in safeguarding national security. The executive order affects most of the federal government. However, police and firefighters will be exempt. The American Federation of Government Employees, which represents more than 800,000 government workers, said it is preparing immediate legal action. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Also at SRNnews.com, one economist says he's a big fan of the SEC, and not just because it's of its preeminence in college football. Bob Agnew reports the region also leading the way in fiscal responsibility.
Jonathan Williams with the American Legislative Exchange Council says when it comes to drawing taxpayers,
it's an impressive economic competition of what's going on in the southeastern states.
And now South Carolina is moving to cut its income tax rate.
Governor McMaster is fully supportive of it.
And much like football, Williams says it does have a lot to do with keeping up with the competition.
Well, you're competing, obviously, with zero income tax states like Tennessee and Florida and Texas in the region. North Carolina has been a long winner when it comes to cutting taxes.
Williams tells the Salem Radio Network several southern states are also engaged in their own DOGE-like efforts to cut waste, fraud, and abuse. Bob Agnew reporting.
The Commerce Department reports that consumer prices increased 2.5% in February from a year earlier. That matches January's annual pace. Excluding the volatile food and energy categories, prices rose 2.8% compared with a year ago, higher than January's figure of 2.7%. This is SRN News. Virginia Governor Glenn Youngkin dismayed that parents are not notified if their child asks to use a different name or gender pronoun at school. He spoke with the Salem Radio Network.
When I first came in, I signed an executive order that reinforced the fact that parents have a fundamental right to make decisions for their children's upbringing, their education, and their care. Parents have the seat at the head of the table. Yes, there are others at the table, quality teachers and other advisors, but parents must have full dominion over what happens in their children's lives. And it is wrong for a school system, wrong for a teacher, wrong for a principal, wrong for a counselor to take any role other than one that is approved by a parent.
Last month, the federal appeals court dismissed a lawsuit by the parents of a Massachusetts middle school student who self-identified as another gender without their knowledge. This is SRN News. A proposed Muslim city in Texas is being investigated.
The Texas State Securities Board launches an investigation into the East Plano Islamic Center for potential fraudulent activity with the development project. The project is called Epic City, an all-Muslim development northeast of Dallas that would include over 1,000 homes for Muslims only, a new mosque, a Muslim school, and a Muslim community college. Epic is one of the largest mosques in North Texas and has been accused of promoting Sharia law. State Attorney General Ken Paxton also launched an investigation into the real estate development project. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
Nearly every year, there's at least one lovable underdog that rises from obscurity in the NCAA tournament to capture the hearts of basketball fans and bust their brackets. Not this year. All 16 regional semifinalists are from power conferences. More details at SRNnews.com.